Blog Talk Radio.
Blindfold on my eyes like a heart. See, but indeed, I was high like Marty. Looking for a shawty, I was tripping on Bacardi. Even though they wouldn't call me, I was missing on my calling. On a mission for the folly. Getting twisted, but I always ended up so low. Face down in the party. I guess wine is a mocker, though. And they say that because it makes fun of you. Too many minors drinking majors underage. When they reach the major age, they gon' be in major pain. So drop down and give me 30. I thank God that he saved me early. Otherwise, I'd probably be popping on some molly. But he saved me from a folly, so I party. Control. I ain't even drink tonight. Sober mind with this overflow. Listening to story go. But I even heard a grandma singing like,
bang, bang, you gon' hear that thump. It's about time to turn it up. Bang, bang, you gon' hear that thump. It's about time to party.
The party on the weekend covered in the blood of Jesus. On the rocks like I was deeper. Should we save me from my secrets? He was bleeding for my healing. You can feel it in your speakers. Moving quicker than a cheetah. You don't need to try to flee him. I was dormant, I was sleeping. But he freed me, I'm achieving. Now I'm growing like a fetus.
Just turn up the music, we don't need no decorations. Everybody in the club, but the club's so basic. We just throw a party cause it's great, it's so amazing. We can't take the credit for all of this jubilation. She just knocked it out the park, we just running around the base. All my friends I used to know, they don't know my occupation. I just gotta laugh when I see the look on their face. Cause they waiting for the drop like I'm holding the bass hostage. Hands up and down, but the truth will remain constant. I'm sick of all this music that's talking all that nonsense. Cause ain't no point in beats on the record with no content. But I don't know what you're looking at me for.
They don't get it though.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Motivation of Mondays. You're on with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. So I'm on live on my Facebook Live, Emma through Emma E2K. I'm also live on LushRadioOnline.net. So those that are listening to me via radio, and those that want to see me in the morning, I don't know why, but people keep requesting me for me to go live. And so Facebook is kind of not, sometimes they let the live go through, and sometimes as soon as I'm done, they take the live feed. So this is why I do both, just in case Facebook acts up and does not leave the live feed for people to see it live. But those that want to see me live then have to come on live. Because sometimes you can, you know, share it or whatever. Sometimes it's not even on here. So I do it for those people that ask for it for many reasons, either through their jobs, they can't really be listening, but they can watch, or they can hear and then watch, however it is that that motivates you. Monday, you know, I'm trying to do both. Yes, that's my next thing, Brenda. So my next thing will be going through Instagram Live, because, well, Instagram Live is also just 24 hours. But yeah, my next thing is to go, I'm going to have those three channels. So it'll be Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and it'll be, of course, through lushradioonline.net, talk radio. You just type in Lush Radio. You can go through Blog Talk Radio. So thank you for the support, guys. Thank you for just tuning in whichever way or capacity you guys can tune into. I totally appreciate that, because without the audience, there is no show, right? So I'm aware of that. So I love my worldwide audience. Good morning, Star. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So I love my worldwide audience. You guys are so super supportive and super motivating, which is what gets me on here every Monday for the last, I just realized I've been doing this a good 7 years. Wow. Well, just this show. I've been doing radio more than 10 years, but just this show alone has been going on for 7 amazing, blessed years. So thank you for the support of everybody that comes in. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, India, Queen Salute. Good morning, Maria. Good morning, Queen Salute. How are you ladies doing? How was your Easter? I pray that it was a blessed one. I pray that you guys were celebrating the reason for the season or holiday, which was He has risen. Yes, He has risen. Good morning, beautiful queens. Good morning. So this morning, you know, like every Monday morning, we touch on a topic. We discuss some things. So my topic that I wanted to actually tap into today was one that last Friday, I do believe, Pastor Benny was talking about, which was about complaining, how people get comfortable in complaining when things don't go their way, right? The moment that things are going great, we're just glorifying God, right? We're all on it. Like, oh, thank you, God, for this item or these things or this emotion, right, or this feeling. And we're just all over the place with gratefulness and walking around with grateful hearts when things go our way and when things seem good for us, right, when it's our good season. My whole thing is, what happens when it's not your good season? What happens when things are not going your way? What happens to thanking Him then? What happens to remembering that He's still the King of all kings, that He's still your Father, you know? So today, you know, check your attitude. Check your attitude for gratitude. Check your attitude for gratitude. A lot of people, and I'm not going to say just a lot of people, like it's so far and over there and it's not here, right? So I'm being accountable for that too, because I'm talking to myself. So when I preach, I don't preach to just whoever's listening, but I, you know, that's something that I'm talking to myself, because as I'm on here live, right, I can't see you guys. I can see what you're typing, but I only see me, right? The reflection that I see is me. So when I'm talking, I'm kind of talking to myself too. Like, girl, check yourself, you know. Have an attitude of gratitude, and it's hard. It's easy for us to deter away from that. Easy when things don't go our way, when we're not getting what we want, when we have a season that's just going through the storm, we forget to be grateful. We forget to thank God even for that too. There's people that cannot even go through those seasons because they're no longer here. But He's given us another day, right? Another opportunity, right? Another Monday. Because people be like, oh, it's Monday. I'm like, it's a blessing. It's a double blessing on Monday. Are you kidding me? You know, it's a beginning of a new week. God has given us mercy and favor. We're here. We're able to do things. We're able to go places. You know, there's a lot of people that can't do those type of things. that are alive but really walking dead, you know? What about those people that are incarcerated? What are those what about those people that are bedbound, can't get up from their bed? People that count on other people just to feed them, right? People that are wheelchair bound, you know, that have lost their ability, that don't even have a voice, yet we use our voice to be complaining. Lord Jesus, you know, we have to really check our the way we show gratitude, the way we show gratefulness for our lives, no matter where you at in your life, man. You got to show gratefulness. Yeah. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you. It's just, you know, God asked me to deliver this message today. This is the message that he asked me. I kid you not, and I'm going to keep it a buck because I like to always keep it 100 with everybody. This morning, I had no idea what I wanted to talk about, and I was like, Lord, you know, use me. Whatever the message for whoever it is listening that it applies to this morning, give me that message to be able to share it with this listening audience today. So if that applies to you, then I'm glad I remained obedient this morning to spread that message. But, yeah, we have to show a little more gratefulness in our lives and the things that happen to us, right? Good or bad, because we only want to be, you know, grateful when good things are happening. It's like, oh, this is going my way, and yes, thank you, Jesus. And then what happens when it doesn't? Can we thank him still for that? Can we have enough gratitude in our hearts to be like, you know, thank you, God, for the lesson, for, you know, for whatever the reason may be that this season is not maybe such a better season than the last season I had, you know? Can we still be grateful? Can we still thank him, even though we may sometimes not understand? Because sometimes we do things that are not for us to understand. It's just for us to be obedient and just do. We don't like that. We don't like to be obedient. We don't like to just do, right? And he asks us just to do. Be obedient. Just do it. So Brenda says, you are so right, because we complain about life, but they are worse people out there going. Yeah, there's people that are going through worse things. Yeah. And we forget to thank him for the things he does for us daily, right? For the fact that he has given us what's called free will. We forget about that, right? God has given us free will to make decisions on our own. Not that we make the greatest decisions, right? Because we know we don't always make the greatest decisions. But the fact that he's given us free will to decide, because he wants us to decide to love him, to decide to follow him, to decide to live right, right? So he gives us that free will so we can make those decisions. He doesn't, and listen, Linda. He can make us do whatever he wants. Good morning, Gilly. Good morning, Myra. Good morning, Andrew. Good morning. Good morning, Andre. Good morning. Good morning. Blessings, blessings. Good morning. Motivational Mondays. So, yeah, so speaking about, you know, God, he doesn't have to, right? Because we don't deserve it. Ring, ring, ring. We do not deserve for him to ring, ring, ring. Good morning, Gilly. Good morning. So, Gilly, you know what I'm talking about, right? So, we do not deserve for him to give us free will. He gives us time anyway, right? Because he wants us to make that decision freely, right? With no hesitation, he wants us to make that decision. Like, God, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to, you know, do your will. I'm going to love the next neighbor like I love myself. And he wants us to decide. So he gives us the opportunity, like, go ahead. You know, pick me. Let me be all in your life, like, right? Can you mix me all up in there so I can show up and show out like in a mighty way, right? So I can show you who Daddy is, you know, who I can show you who the real OG is, right? And it's amazing when he does that. Like when we do free will, like when we decided to pick him, like God, you over everything, right? God over everything. And when we do that, he just shows up and shows out mighty, like, yayas, like I knew you would. But yet when things are not working out, I still feel the same way. I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you for the opportunity to make wrong things right. You know, just thank you for it all. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Mr. Bacardi. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Myra. Yes, all the time, Giddy, all the time. God is a merciful God, Brenda. Yes, God is a merciful God. Thank you. Blessing to you, Queen. Blessing to you, Queen. Queen salute. Queen salute. And King salute to all my kings that are on here. To all my queens that are on here. Yes, my royalty family. I love you guys. You know, because we have the blood. We have the bloodline, right? Purple, royalty. We have the bloodline. We're descendants from the King of all kings. And sometimes we forget about that. We forget about that. Like, you know, we got to let people see the crown before they see us, right? See the crown before you see me. Know who I am, right? Guys, know who you are. Know who you are. We forget who we are in him and who he is in us. It's easy. It's easy because things happen in our lives and we start complaining. Here we go with the complaining. Things don't work out our way. We complain. Oh, this job is too hard. Yo, people don't have jobs. Oh, I got to clean my house. Yo, people don't have places to live. Oh, I don't like how this food tastes. People are starving, going through days without eating. Check yourself. Check your heart today, you know. We're not grateful. We're just some ungrateful people. You know, I include me, you know. It's easy for us to forget. It's easy for us not to thank God through even the worst times of our lives, man. Star says yesterday the fuel pump on my car took dive. You know how much of a necessity my car is. So I had to take my rent money to pay for a new one and really did not know what I was going to do. But hold on. Okay, but, and I'm just sharing Star's testimony because remember, I'm alive on radio, so people cannot read what she's posting here and my comments. So she says she took her rent money, did not know what I was going to do, but held it together and told God I knew he was going to make a way and see me through. I thanked him for everything he has done in my life and said I was holding on to faith in him and also not letting this take away from the significance of the day, which was Easter, Resurrection Day, right, when he has risen. And I was going to praise him through the storm regardless. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So praising him and thanking him through the worst times of your life, right? So I can recall not a lot of good things happening to me and still rejoicing in him, still knowing that even though I didn't know, but I know he had purpose for me going through whatever I was going through. And let me tell you something. We're all so quick to blame God for the things that happen to us, right? But God forbid that we take accountability in the situation that we be in, right, at the time. Now, some things happen that is not our responsibility, right? But there's a lot of things that we know, if we keep it a buck with ourselves, there's a lot of things that we put ourselves in. We, you know, we become a hot mess, and then we want to blame everybody else, right? We make wrong decisions, and then we're like, oh, it was that one, or it was her, or it was him. Oh, you know, blame it on him and her and this and that, and blame it on the world and blame it on technology and boo-hoo-hoo. Here we go complaining again. Complaining. Because complaining is easy. But really looking ourselves in the mirror and being like, boy, girl, you are jacked up. You need to get your life together. Get your life together. We don't like to do that. We don't like to be reminding ourselves that, you know, we are jacked up because we don't have God in our lives. So, yeah, we're going to be jacked up, but it's okay. It's nothing but a decision. It's nothing but asking God to step in and take care of it, placing it at his feet because he can do it. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it if you ask? Love you too, bro. Gilly TV coming soon. That's what's up. That's what's up. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to you spread that message. You know, his message for you to continue to be his ambassador. So you continue to do that. I'm looking forward to that. Gilly TV. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ring, ring, ring. Morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, bro. Thank you guys for the support. My worldwide audience is always on deck. You guys are amazing. You guys keep me motivated, inspired, encouraged. I love, you know, I love being on here and spreading positivity because that's what I get back, right? And the moment that I feel somebody is trying to steal my positive energy or switch my energy, I just, you know, fade to the abyss, right? Fade to black. You can pray for people from a distance. You don't necessarily have to be all up in their grill to show them they love, to show them that you love them or to pray for them. You can distance yourself from toxic people. There are a lot of toxic people out there that want to drain you from that positive energy. So you have to be real careful. You can pray for people from a distance. Learn how to do that. I learned how to do that. It wasn't an easy thing because I'm a person that I have abandonment issues, right? People abandoning me from, I've been getting abandoned, right, from early on. It's all good. I deal with it now. But I had to recognize what my issue was, why it was a problem for me to really let people go and not feel some sort of way about that or not be bitter about that, right? Now, I'm not bitter. I'm actually grateful that God has given me discernment on that. You know, God has really shed light on that. I'm really working on that. Like, people are going to leave. Not everybody is going to stay. Not everybody is meant to stay. Not everybody is meant to walk with you through certain seasons. You know, certain people will come into certain seasons and they will leave. And thank you, Lord, for that. Because imagine, if they would stay, then that means you're not going to grow, right? Look, man, listen, even when I don't know he's working, right? Yeah, Jesus takes the wheel, Brenda says. Yeah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yeah, so for some reason, I like, for some reason, I'm not on live right now, so I don't know what's going on. But I'm going to check that. I'll be right back. It's the music.
No one ever told me this would be easy. But I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
this isn't easy for me to admit. I got a fire inside and some words I know I can't keep in. I see faith turning into a show of Sundays and sermons and words getting caught in the flow. Oh, but we got real pain and real fear thirsting for the trying of our real tears. It's not satisfying anymore. Ain't it true that the veil was torn?
Tune in as well through lushradioonline.net. Good morning. I'm live on my IG. Facebook is bugging out, so no Facebook page. I came in through my IG page. It's Emma E2K. Make sure you follow me on Motivational Mondays. Every Monday, I'm just going to go live on my IG, and I think this is going to work out much better for everybody involved. I apologize for the interruption. But nevertheless, if you can't get the live feed, make sure that you go either on the IG, make sure you share it, you know, share it with a friend, let everybody know that I'm on here on Emma E2K live on IG. So what I was saying over there, I was talking about people not being grateful, right? people forgetting about being in a state of gratefulness. We're quick to complain. Like, we just run right to the complaint. I got to clean my house. There's some people that don't have a house. Oh, this don't even taste good. They're starving and have no food and haven't ate for days. Oh, you know, I don't like these color sneakers. There's people that walk barefooted because they can't even afford anything on their feet. My thing is to check your heart today, right? Stop being in a state of ungratefulness. That's so ugly and so not of God. And God cries. He's in pain when you guys just be so ungrateful, right? We need to be a little more grateful. Change our ways and our thoughts and our patterns on doing things. Why everything has to be to the negative? Why everything has to be a complaint? Why can't we remain in a state of grace? Like, we really got to dig in our hearts. What is the problem? What is the problem, really? You know? I'm going to go into music. Be right back. So those that on lushradioonline.net are not going to hear, of course, me talking to the people live. So if you want to, while the music is playing, go to your Instagram, EmmaE2K, and, we can have a discussion there live.
Wanna take me back now? Please tell me why you do it, do it. 'Cause this just don't make sense now. Wanna feel your love now? 'Cause it's just too good to be true. I've known you for quite some time. Still I'm learning more about you. Deeper blue oceans that you fill with truth. Love amazing, grace saving, I live for you. You have never let me down.
On their back now, so about to fly, 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 fly. 'Cause my God hold me down now. Feeling like my roots deep in the midst of these winds, but I won't break. My God never changed. Even when I'm down, He is faithful to remain. When I'm feeling pain, yes, confident now in His love, so secure. Crying out for more, Lord, I'm letting go. I'm giving you control, you're calling me to grow. Even though it hurts sometimes, I know you make me whole. You're holding my hands and I know you're never letting go. I'm on that overflow, never low. Riding steady, immovable, I'm unbreakable. Try and shake me, but you'll never separate me, no. There's nowhere to turn. That's when I gotta trust you. Whenever nothing's making sense, that's when I gotta lean into you. Walking on watch out, I'm gone. Seeking early in the mound. Now I got my mind right. Lit up like a nightlight. Ready like it's fight night. And I'm just getting started. You can come and join the party. Reaching out to this generation, I'm finna glow. Fire burning in these phones, so I'm finna go. Spent so many nights for this flight, for this baby plight, for this fight, for this 'cause he died. That's how I came alive. Truth of when I ride, daily dying to my pride. Give it all for the glory of my God. Why do you love me?
My heart, Lord, show me how. out of love. You've got my heart on. You want me with your love. You've got my heart on. Show me how to love.
Hey yo, this is Roy Tosh, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer, it's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again. Oh, when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness now. I see my problems, never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah. Feeling like I'm in a nightmare, man. I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. Lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger.
All of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why's it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger.
And hold on.
And never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
you know what's making you stronger.
We got to hold on.
Out the news, turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive. I made it this far on my own, but lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart and fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I'll pray. Gonna pray. church,
no.
Reading the Bible,
no.
I am still here and I'm still your disciple. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't want to lose, but I feel for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I'm stood here today, and I'm gonna pray.
thicker skin. I'm a warrior. I'm stronger than I was ever been. And my armor is made of steel. You can't get in. I'm a warrior. And you can never hurt me again.
Welcome to the IG world. It's foreign, but get used to it. You know, get familiar with it. IG is actually excellent. There's a lot of great people out here on the IG community. A lot of things going on the IG. Almost everybody in the world is on Facebook and on IG. So we welcome everybody. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Ray, good morning. Thank you, Star, for logging in through the IG, being that Facebook, you know, I don't know, was having their moment. And that's usually where I go live through to do the show as well while I'm doing the show. But I've already made the decision. We're going to be on here on Mondays from 9 to 10 every Monday. So make sure that you log in. Good morning. Good morning, mister. Good morning. Thank you for the support and love. So I'm doing the radio show live through here. I was actually doing it and going live through the Facebook. But Facebook, you know, be having its moments. And they let me rock out for like half an hour and then they booted me off. but it's all good. It's all good in the IG and in the Facebook. Not a problem. It's not like my message is not going to be heard, right? I'm going to play one or two more music, and then I'm going to share something with you guys and then do final words. So I'm just looking for what I'm going to play next. I want to hear Real Love again by Blanca. I played that earlier, but I don't know. Just in the mood to hear it again.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tosh, and you're tuned in to MME2K on Motivational Monday. Stay motivated, y'all.
This isn't easy for me to admit. I got a fire inside and some words I know I can't keep in. I see faith turning into a show. A song.
Together, pretty words to be enough. No, I want you.
of real tears is not satisfying anymore. Ain't it true that the veil was torn? I don't need no stranger.
I want to share. So I'm on IG Live, y'all, because Facebook, I don't know what happened. But I'm on IG Live, and Star is even following me on IG Live. And so she says, I was thinking about having to walk to work and started to feel like, really? And then caught myself. If Jesus could walk the trail of tears, carrying that cross, enduring all he did for me, then, yeah, you see, this is what I'm saying. We got to check our hearts. I could walk to work and be grateful. I had a job and working feet to get there. Yeah, there's people that are bedbound and can't get nowhere. There's people that are in wheelchairs and, are just incapable of walking. And thank you for being grateful today. On checking your heart. We got to check our hearts, because it'll get so negative so fast if we don't dust it off from all that other negative stuff that tries to jump on it, right? So yeah, thank you for doing that today. And that was my whole point of getting on today. Well, you guys, we'll have to hear, whoever just tuned in now, we'll have to hear the whole entire message. And I will be posting the link to the show on the Facebook. And I can't do it necessarily on IG posting, but if you want the link to it, DM me, and I will send you the link to today, to the show's entirety show, so you can be able to hear it. So I'm going to put on my purple and read my devotional. So today is constant complaint. The temptation to complain or bicker can be overwhelming at times. Get a group of women together in a room and you can almost see the tension grow. Then it wasn't fair. He doesn't contribute the way he should. My life is hard for a multitude of reasons. The list can go on and on. Our complaints are often valid and true, but we miss the joy that the Lord desires for us when we seek out only the negative. Come on now. Do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life, and then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. This is Philippians 2:14-16. Star, is this for you or what? Woo! This letter from Paul to the Philippians was written thousands of years ago, but it could just have easily been written today. We still live in a warped and crooked generation. Let's shine like stars in the sky. Let us hold firmly to his word as we speak life to those around us. Lord, you're amazing. Your time is a perfection. I just, woo, right? Amen. Speak life into people today, man. Motivate somebody. You have the power to do it. You have the resources to do it. There's not a way that you cannot connect with somebody today and just motivate them for no reason or for all reasons. Love on somebody today, man. Don't wait for a particular day. Don't wait for Christmas. Don't wait for their birthday. Don't wait for they graduated from somewhere. You don't know how much they may need just today for you just to let them know, hey, I'm grateful for our friendship. Hey, you are amazing the way you are. Hey, keep going. Hey, be grateful for the things that you have today. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for discernment. Thank you for teaching me obediency, because I've had a big problem with being obedient, but through his mercy, through his grace, I'm learning. I'm not fully there, but I'm learning. I am still a hot mess in progress, and I'm glad that he loves me even though, that he still loves me. There's no judgment. There's just love and understanding. Thank you, Lord. I'm on fire for the King of all kings. How could you not be? How can I not be when he always just shows up and shows out in a mighty way? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, man. Yes, thank you. You matter as well. Yes, Queen. Listen, if they cannot see the crown, they cannot see you. If they cannot see the crown, they cannot see you. Shout out to all my Healing Queens women, those that are supporting the nonprofit. Make sure that you follow us, Healing Queens with a Z at the end, on Instagram. We're all here. We're on here as well. Support the cause, man. We're just trying to love on every woman and empower them one queen at a time. Thank you guys for tuning in. Appreciate you. Love you. So I'm just